Bennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One step complete from Bennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tees, $6.99. Young men's graphic tees, 2 for $16. Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, starting at $5. Nike and Adidas shoes, $49.99. The Power Air Fryer XL, $99.99. The Big One bath towel or pillow, 3 for $10. It's not your everyday sale. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And now, a star is born. On March 15, 1933, the world welcomed little baby Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The future Supreme Court Justice has been blessed with a long life, and a certain segment of the American public hopes she's blessed with a really, really, really long life. Like at least until Inauguration Day 2025. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's food.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Joy Piazza. President Trump vetoing the resolution that would have blocked his emergency declaration to fund a wall at the southern border. The president making the case for a crisis at the border at the veto signing.
Smuggling organizations making a tremendous amount of money like they've never made before are using these people to crash the system. Our immigration system is stretched beyond the breaking point.
That resolution had Republican support in the Senate, but now it's unclear as to whether Congress has enough votes to override a veto. The House has a veto override vote scheduled for later this month. The city of Christchurch, New Zealand, is in mourning after 49 people are shot and killed and dozens more hurt at two mosques. Police say the suspect is due in court soon.
The shooting was broadcast by the gunman live on social media, also posted by the man identifying himself as a 28-year-old white nationalist.
Fox's Greg Palcott. This is Fox News.
This is at 4:04 on All Request Friday. We got a whole bunch of good St. Patrick's stuff that we play. And since the holiday is on a Sunday, we're doing it today. So this one is labeled Hanukkah Sandler Parody. Do you remember this? Adam Sandler, Hanukkah?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's give it a listen, shall we?
Here's a little St. Patrick's Day song I wrote. Here we go.
Put on your green today. St. Patty's Day, drink your cares away, that's how we celebrate. St. Patty's Day is a special time of year.
We eat corned beef and cabbage and drink pitchers of green beer.
So when you feel like the only kid in town whose name's O'Malley,
here's a list of people who are Irish.
Just like you and me. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers picks four-leaf clovers. So does Colin Farrell when he's not slumped over. Debbie O'Byrne, Kenneth Branagh, Stephen Ray and Van Morrison. Stuart Townsend, Enya, Warner Downey and Pierce Brosnan.
Conan O'Brien's Irish.
Liam Neeson too. And so is every member of the rock band U2. Brendan Gleeson showers with the Irish Spring soap. So does Sinead O'Connor,
who ripped up a picture of the Pope. Both Irish.
To the porcelain god, I'm gonna pray. Have a happy, 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 happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody.
I'm getting to the point where one of these days I'm gonna take one of those screens in this room, rip it off the hinges, and then just tumble it down the stairs.
Why?
Because every time I look up there, and now I got to look at Juan Williams, tell us why it's not a national emergency, because it's not like we're being invaded. What difference does it make if you're invaded by 10,000 or 10,000 over a period of time? It's still an invasion. He's got a... And that face of his and his fluttering cheeks. I can't take it, Joey!
Well, do you want me to change the channel?
You know what's good medicine?
What?
Good food.
Yeah.
And I suggest you celebrate St. Patrick's Day at El Jalisco.
Good call.
How you doing? Is this Melanie?
Yeah.
You took such good care of me the other day. I went on 99 Cent Taco Tuesday, and it's crazy in there. It's great.
How was it? How was your dinner?
Oh, it was awesome. I added a little... You guys have that incredible homemade salsa, so I mixed a little of that with some sour cream and dipped my Mexican grilled chicken in that, and it was just sensational, plus the rice and beans. I ate well. I slept well, too. And everybody else enjoyed their tacos, of course.
Yeah, we'll be pretty full Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Thanks for suggesting that, because I, you know, still haven't been feeling that great, and I wasn't even sure if I was hungry. But by the time I got home, I was hungry. So I finished everything, and did exactly what you told me to do. I did leave my soda at El Jalisco, though. But that's probably all watery by now.
Yeah.
That's so good. You're invited today if you want to come over, too.
You know, I just might do that. I just might stop by after work today. Tell us about some of the specials on Friday at El Jalisco.
Yeah, on Friday we got the nachos El Jalisco, which is chicken, steak, and shrimp nachos for $7.99. And also we got the cheesesteak burrito, $7.99.
A personal favorite, yes.
And the shrimp adobo, your favorite too.
My favorite.
By the way, my friend Rosie, who hangs out with us on the show on Friday, and of course Mrs. Ritterbottle, also a big fan of the shrimp adobo, because
delicious.
I don't know how you fit all those shrimp in that one adobo.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, they just come spilling out. It's great. If you love shrimp, you got to try that. Garlicky shrimp too is excellent,
yes,
as well.
And we just started happy hour for drinks about an hour ago.
Okay. And just remind everybody what that includes. You got a margarita special or two and some beer specials.
Yeah, that's a 22-ounce margarita. It's only $3. Can't beat that.
No, you can't. You truly can't. And they're beautiful and colorful. And I might have one of these days. You can make me a virgin margarita, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. See, I could do that. I do love those. So here's the deal. Now, you just heard those incredible prices, and we're talking about, and so many of us have been there. A big bunch of our friends from the Knights of the Round Table have been there. When you eat at El Jalisco, you not only get authentic Mexican food at an incredibly fair price, but you get a plateful. You will leave there full, or you will leave there with a doggy bag and finish it at home. It is so good, and everything is homemade right there.
And the service is excellent.
Well, there is no better example than the young lady we're speaking with on the phone here, Melanie.
Thank you, phenomenal. Thank you, guys.
They're all just very attentive. They don't let you... I hate it when you go to a place and you're... Nobody's noticed that my drink is empty, or nobody's brought out chips. You get great attentive service at El Jalisco, in addition to those very customer-friendly prices. So stop by and see them. You're open a little bit later on Friday and Saturday, right? Till 10?
Yeah, we stop until 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, open 7 days a week. And
seven again, days a week. And you're all invited on St. Patrick Day this Sunday.
Yeah, why not?
We're going to have some drink specials, too.
Awesome. I wish I was on the radio Sunday so I could tell everybody. But why not? Why not?
Let everybody know we're going to have any flavor margaritas at $3 all day.
All day. At mm-hmm. El Jalisco on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, this Sunday we're going to celebrate St. Patrick.
It's a big, long restaurant. They've got plenty of table and booth seating for you. It's right in front of the Burning New Coat Factory across from the Krispy Kreme. And Melanie and the staff will take great care. If you haven't been, get there. El Jalisco. You have a great weekend, Melanie. It's nice to talk to you.
All right, Greg. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all comments. Okay, thank you.
No, I meant every word I said. I love
that. Absolutely.
And nobody gives me a nobody gives a better hug than Monica. You know, yeah. My dimpalata.
They're all sweet.
Yeah, they really are. We're very lucky to have people like that behind our show. Rusty Aldridge said he was going to find that winner for us today. Let's see.
She was so excited.
Yes. That's the payoff. We, you know, Rich and I were talking about that this morning. We did contests in Florida that were unreal. We gave away Corvettes. We gave away other new cars. We had this one contest with Hey Jude. And every time it played, if you were the 10th caller, you got either $100, $1,000, or $10,000.
Wow.
And we did that one a bunch of times. So what you hope is when you're building up to this big moment, the BM,
mm-hmm.
as it's known in the trade, and you plunge the button down. Am I caller 10? Yes! You're caller 10! And we're freaking out! How do I get my prize?
Do I have to actually come to the station?
You know, you like mail that to me?
We're sending it to you psychically. It's already there. Yeah.
Word to the wise, if you win a prize, be excited.
You don't have to go. But the lady this morning was just so happy to win. And I want to.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was refreshing.
Rusty's working on finding that for us so we can play it. All right, should I roll call today?
Yes.
I think you should.
You seem like you feel much better, Greg.
I am definitely getting better. And again, I want to thank Dr. Rick Love for accelerating that process. So, yeah, I'll give it a shot today.
Okay.
Yay.
Hopefully this time I won't stop after a minute and start over.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate day, but let's forget about it.
Because the roll call is a test of coordination. That's why we do it.
Yes.
So, if you're new to the show, that's why we play the Billy Preston song. Sometimes I may surprise you in the middle of this thing today. I may surprise you. So, don't miss it. It's coming up, the roll call. First, though, down to the traffic dungeon at 4:14.
As we roll into the 4 o'clock hour on a Friday afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch sees an accident on the Northern Boulevard. It's at 6th Street exit, so be careful if you're headed to the interstate on the Northern Boulevard. The rest of the boulevard is really crowded. Lots of traffic between the Wetumpka Highway and the interstate, also around Vaughn Road and I-85. So watch out there. We don't see any problems on either of the interstates. I-65 and I-85 are rolling along just fine this afternoon. There's a lot of traffic leaving the downtown area, so it's starting to become crowded on Madison Avenue. That goes up to about Ann Street and Federal Drive. Look out there. Then there's another crowd on the Atlanta Highway down on the other end by Eastdale Mall, and that's crowded all the way out to Taylor Road. Take it easy this afternoon. Let's get home for the weekend in one piece. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Americans are expected to spend $255 million on beer for St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Way hey, up your raises, way hey, up your raises, way hey, up your raises, early in the morning.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Some Irish people, they think they're divine.
The town drunk is a person of great honor.
Drinking, screaming, fighting, vomiting, just like any other day here at the Late Show.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
That's what we do with a drunken sailor, that's what we do with a drunken sailor, that's what we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning.
St. Patrick is the patron saint of strangers peeing in your front garden.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A Dallas County man has been convicted in the 2013 shooting death of a man during a robbery. 31-year-old Justin Simpson was convicted of shooting and killing 77-year-old William Berry of Selma. Prosecutors say Simpson will be sentenced later to life in prison without parole. A possible tornado touched down in Elmore County last night near Lake Jordan. There are no reports of deaths but scattered damage to property. The National Weather Service sent a survey team today to look at the damage. Two anti-abortion protesters in Alabama are suing the city of Huntsville over an ordinance that limits permitted events from being heard inside nearby buildings. James and Carol Henderson say the ordinance violates their rights to free speech during protests outside the Alabama Women's Center for Reproductive Alternatives. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a climate change we're going through here in the last 24 hours. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, but considerably colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 43. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, rather breezy, well below normal for this time of the year. How about 59 to 60 for a high temperature? Yeah, partly cloudy then tomorrow night. And cold, overnight low temperature down to about 38 by first thing Sunday morning. Sunday's high temperature up to about 63. That's still below normal. Then Monday, a little recovery, will be in the upper 60s by then. The pollen count still in the high range through tonight, and then in the medium to high range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
I couldn't help but notice that your breath doesn't smell like alcohol.
Irish people were nearly wiped out by a potato famine.
You really don't want me to have fun on St. Patrick's Day?
It is the closest that the Irish will ever get to Christmas.
I'm from a big family. Yeah, well, not by Irish standards. Only six kids.
Corned beef is an American invention.
St. Patrick's Day. Cinco de Mayo for white people.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
money. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st from News Talk 93.1.
The greatest show on dirt is back. Freestyle bullfights every night at the 62nd Annual SLE Rodeo, March 14th through the 16th at the Garrett Coliseum. Entertainment nightly this year is trick rider Dusty Crane Dickerson. Kids 12 and under free on Thursday night. Buy one, get one for all military and first responder families on Friday night. And family four packs for $40 at Saturday Matinee. For event and ticket information, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2. The 62nd Annual SLE Rodeo. Can't wait.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Drunk Before Noon Guy.
Mr. Drunk Before Noon Guy.
Only you would have the brass shamrocks to stumble around downtown drunk, celebrating your imaginary Irish heritage.
You're an eight-battle Main Street.
Your Kiss Me I'm Irish t-shirt looked better before you passed out in a pool of your own green beer vomit.
Corned beef and cabbage was a bad idea.
You just let everyone on the dancing leprechaun float know that even the phony Irish don't bother to wear boxer shorts under their kilts.
They can see my Blarney Stones now.
So go ahead, plant yourself in another beer garden, river dance your ass into a rehab center, because to some it's St. Patrick's Day, to you it's another afternoon unconscious in a porta potty.
Mr. Drunk Before Noon Guy.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
She's Irish. We preach unity. It's the roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Ain't it awful?
You gotta have something.
I kill you
if you wanna be with me.
Oh, cheats and liars.
Nothing from nothing leaves
this
nothing.
This town needs an enemy.
You gotta have something.
Bite me
if you wanna be with me.
I just wanna smash your face in.
Snap out. Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Let's get nuts.
Cause that's easy.
Let's get nuts.
It's too cold for me.
Let's get nuts.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
Cause that minus is too low to see.
You have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
Roy!
Well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
And from nothing leave nothing.
That is great radio.
I'm not snuffing. Believe you me.
No.
I'm a soldier in the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
That would be a great way to react if you are caller 9 right now with today's Baumhauer's winning word. We gave it up between 6 and 9 this morning. If you're the 9th caller at 272-9228, you will win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Redeemable on the Boulevard or downtown at 201 Union. 272-9228. Call now.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm dying out of here.
You gotta have something.
You're nasty.
If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, where the white women at?
You gotta have something.
Good grief.
If you wanna be with me.
Caller 2, thanks for trying. Caller 3, good effort, try again quickly. You are caller 4, try again. You are caller 5, please try again. Now do it one more time. Caller 6, close, not close enough. 7, thanks for trying. This is the caller that we really hate this.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, this is the one. Hi, you're caller 8. And what is your name?
My name is Ron.
Ron, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Ron, were you listening this morning?
I was, and I hope I remember what the word is.
Go ahead.
the word is?
Bam, bam.
Nice. Woo-hoo. Bam, bam.
All right. All
yeah.
Right. All
right. That's that a spirit,
awesome.
Ron.
Yes.
That is awesome.
That's right.
That's the second time I've won a Bob Howard, but not during this type of contest. So this is awesome.
Congratulations.
Well, yes.
Good.
Yes.
We appreciate your
participation. Thank y'all. Thank everybody at Blue Water.
Oh, it's our pleasure to do it. You've won lunch for two. You can redeem that at the Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard or downtown Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 where they serve lunch. And awesome. Hang on, Joey. Young Joey's going to be with you in a moment. And
I'd like to speak with young Joey.
Yeah, teach him a lesson or two.
Hey!
A little guitar. So here we are at 427. I'm going to be hanging out with Rich Thomas tomorrow.
Yay.
At Infusion Cryo and Laser. We're both doing IVs tomorrow morning. And I give full credit. You know, I went through this ridiculous thing. It'll be 3 weeks as of tomorrow.
I know.
Where I went to a doc in the box on a Saturday. They said, you got bronchitis. They gave me all these prescriptions to take in for a week. I slugged my way through the door, and a week later didn't feel one bit better. So the following Saturday I went back to the same place, and I said, I think you missed something because I don't feel any better today than I did a week ago. So they took a culture, they had a workup, they did a chest x-ray, and that's where they found the pneumonia. So they put me on a different prescription course. Then I went to see my good friend Dr. Love. And Dr. Love did, I learned something through this whole process about cultures, that they take about 5 days to really determine whether or not there's something going on in there that's going to become, you know, a problem. And sure enough, I had this thing called thrush. So he put me on a special antibiotic to knock that
thrush?
Out.
Thrush?
Yeah.
Yes. Isn't that common in women?
Not necessarily.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't happen in men, but it's more predominant in women.
Meaning?
Nothing. I'm just trying to examine what you've been going through.
Yeah, it is, Joey. It is.
It's okay.
Common.
Interesting.
The medication to cure it is commonly prescribed to women, but for...
Oh, okay.
So anyway, but here's the key in the middle of all this. Before I went back to the doc in the box a second time, I went to Infusion, and I had a power IV, and I honestly think it made a big difference in being able to come back and work the second week while all the, you know, the second round of medication was doing its thing. And I'm going back tomorrow for another one. It's an infusion of vitamins. They have about six different things on the menu at Infusion when it comes to IV vitamin therapy. I've done stress relief.
There's one for, like, well, let's be blunt, hangovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is recovery.
Yeah.
And that is specially formulated IV for those of you, because partying, I'm not condemning anybody for partying, but if you find yourself partying a little bit too much, too hard, and you run down, you are dehydrated. That can get, by the way, dehydration can get to the point where you feel pain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, serious pain. And IV vitamin therapy is instant relief because it puts everything into the bloodstream where it needs to go. They have one for beauty and radiance. Weight loss, that's an amino acid-based formula that will help your digestive processes and your metabolism kick up. Myers Cocktail, I think that's the one that Rich is getting tomorrow. And they're giving me a special mix with B12 and vitamin C. And at the end, they give you glutathione, which is the master of all antioxidants. And that accomplishes so much. It detoxifies all body cells. It's especially good for increasing energy and athletic performance. And it can enhance mental focus, clarity, and reduce the effects of stress. These work. You see, it's not a knock on vitamins and things you may be buying from the store, but your digestive system, anything that you take orally, there's no guarantee your stomach's going to absorb a good amount of that. If, you know, it's usually a rather small percentage, less than half. The rest of it just goes through. This, everything goes in right where it needs to go. That's why, you know, it's all based on your blood. If you do, like Joey does twice a week, the cryotherapy chamber, that gets your body pumping blood at a level where it sends it to the places that hurt and accelerates the healing process. And another thing that's generating great excitement at Infusion is CryoSkin 3.0, which is a technology that's very comfortable. This is not surgery, but they can knock an inch off your waist in one session because they use this device that goes through the, it penetrates the skin with sound waves, and it destroys the fat cells, breaks them down, you flush them out naturally, and they can also target like upper arms, cellulite. You just let them know what you're interested in working on, and I'll tell you this, it's a lot less expensive than some of the cosmetic surgical procedures that are out there. So talk to Infusion about it. Number is 296-1662. And by the way, they're open Saturdays from 9 till noon. And they do take walk-ins. I recommend an appointment, but if Saturday's the only day you can get out, Rich and I will be there tomorrow morning, right around 9 o'clock, doing our thing. So find out what all the excitement is about at Infusion. If you'd like to learn more online, go to infusioncryoandlaser.com as we welcome East to the afternoon.
Ah, and so Rosie is busted. I know she's been going to Infusion and getting those shots for beauty and radiance. I know that for a fact. Yeah. Hey, I love you, kids. Look, here's something. I haven't heard these guys in a long time since it is request of Friday. Man, I got to hear from my goats. How are my goats doing?
Your goats?
The goats? Yeah, man. You remember that was a big deal a few years ago.
Yeah, no, we played the bejeebers out of the goats.
Yeah, we did. We did, and there's still some more bejeeber, man. Just squeeze on a little harder, and it'll come.
I'm gonna give you four of those goat bits.
Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day. Now you got to give me some goats.
I didn't know that the goat was a particularly Irish animal, but
well, if he drinks green beer, he is.
Anyway, I've got four of these here for you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, which includes Bon Jovi, Miley Cyrus, and Taylor Swift, back to back to back to back. That was the announcer.
Say, I just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wreck. I never hit so hard enough. All I wanted was to break you. All you ever did was.
And finally, Taylor Swift, Tay Tay.
I knew you were trouble when you walked.
Okay, that's about that's a good dose of goat.
Yeah, that's enough.
Now, if there's something you would like to hear, our number is 272-9228. Young Joey will be happy to take your call. If you don't want to go on the air, just let him know what you'd like to hear, and we'll come back and play it at the bottom of the hour here at 4:35. Just want to mention again the you're somebody that wants to know about J&S. This week and today and tomorrow with Jack Ingram, if you go online, jackingram.com, and look at their signature used cars, there's over a couple hundred. They're all priced, but this weekend, today and tomorrow, they have special price reductions on every single vehicle. So whatever you see on the website, you're going to find a lower price if you stop by Jack Ingram, either at the signature pre-owned lot where the Porsche Audi folks are, or across the street at the value lot for Jack Ingram. And I dispatched Mrs. Bitterbuttle over there to do some shopping today. We'll see how that works out. This might be a really good time to buy, especially with the kind of discounts they're going to be offering at Jack Ingram. She was out with LC. And, of course, the incredible Tip Tames is there, too. If you're looking pre-owned, You got a new driver in the family. You need a second car for the family. You need a something bigger for your business. This, today and tomorrow, get over to Jack Ingram and save big. K-Rod.
Hey. I told Joey I didn't have a request, but I kind of do.
Okay.
I would really love to hear, when you have Bernie Sanders on, I would love to hear Joey interview him.
You'd like me to interview Bernie?
Yeah.
We can make that work. Yeah, sure. Hey, wait, Bernie called?
Yeah, you were...
I was downstairs doing the podcast for the weekend. He called. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a great call.
I made fun. I mean, you see how ridiculous he looks in this, he had a run-in with a glass door in a shower. Look at him. His forehead's bandaged. He's got a Shemp hairstyle.
He's unkempt.
It looks ridiculous.
I mean, it really does play deranged. Up the geriatric aspect of him.
It looks deranged. I mean, but most Democrats do.
Hmm.
Just a thing.
Yeah, I would love to interview him. I'll have to catch him sometime.
Well, it'll have to wait because right now we've got to take care of some business here. We've got your local news, a look at the roads, Rich's forecast. And if there's something you would like to hear, 272-9228. You know what I haven't done yet today is take a look. Thanks for the call, K-Rod. See how the numbers on the market looked. And they are... Oh, very nice. Dow has almost regained all of its losses from last week. It's at 25,848, climbed 138 points today. That's good. We'd like to see green. So,
green is a great color, not just on St. Patrick's Day.
But kind of fitting, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice. All right, 438. Let's go to the traffic dungeon first.
As we roll through a busy Friday afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we do have an accident at 85 and 65. It's actually on I-65 North. If you're trying to get onto 85 North there at the interchange, look out because there's an accident right there in the curve. The rest of I-85 is moving along really well this afternoon. You might slow down a little bit when you get around Taylor Road. It seems to crowd up there every afternoon. I-65 is rolling along at a speed limit ride, and we don't have a lot of problems on the boulevard, but it is very busy. After all, it is Friday, and our rush hour starts around noon, so just be careful out there. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A possible tornado touched down in Elmore County last night near Lake Jordan. There are no reports of deaths, but scattered damage to property. The National Weather Service sent a survey team today to look at the damage. A Dallas County man has been convicted in the 2013 shooting death of a man during a robbery. 31-year-old Justin Simpson was convicted of shooting and killing 77-year-old William Berry of Selma. Prosecutors say Simpson will be sentenced later to life in prison without parole. Two anti-abortion protesters in Alabama are suing the city of Huntsville over an ordinance that limits permitted events from being heard inside nearby buildings. James and Carol Henderson say the ordinance violates their rights to free speech during protests outside the Alabama Women's Center for Reproductive Alternatives. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Bum, 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 bum
Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. What a climate change we're going through here in the last 24 hours. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, but considerably colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 43. Tomorrow, cool sunshine, rather breezy, well below normal for this time of the year. How about 59 to 60 for a high temperature? Yeah, partly cloudy then tomorrow night. And cold, overnight low temperature down to about 38 by first thing Sunday morning. Sunday's high temperature up to about 63. That's still below normal. Then Monday, a little recovery, will be in the upper 60s by then. The pollen count still in the high range through tonight, and then in the medium to high range tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is what I loved about I was very young when Johnny Carson was on.
Oh, yeah.
And I sort of had to take it on faith how funny he was, because when I knew him, he was an old man.
Yep.
Johnny Carson.
Yeah,
would you like to hear my impression? You're an impressionist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to hear my impression?
Yes.
Of Johnny Carson phoning 911? Because he had a heart attack that turned, you know, fatal. So you be, if we could do a little sketch,
All right, we'll do a sketch here right now. Here we go.
I will be Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Who worked in this very building.
It's right. This studio.
Very studio.
That's right.
And I will be Johnny Carson. You'll be the 911 operator.
Okay.
Okay, so can you make a ringing noise?
Yeah, I think you can do that. Ready? 911.
Yes, hello. This is Johnny Carson.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson. What seems to be the emergency?
I feel like there's a yak on my chest.
Funny stuff. That was the yak was something that Johnny put in a lot of different jokes. For whatever it's worth, I'm starting to hit the. I'm sorry, Rosie. Go ahead.
I saw him the other night.
Johnny
program. Yeah, they've got him. On one of the alternate TV stations.
Have you ever watched the Smithsonian Channel?
I don't have cable.
That's why you're
but I would,
a saint.
I would if I had it.
Don't give in to the peer pressure of your generation watching this cable crap.
It's, you know.
Do you get wrestling where you live?
No. I don't. No.
Wrestling tells great stories, though. I could hook you up if you want to ever learn about it. I could show you some matches.
Listen, I was a big wrestling fan when I was younger.
Right. It's a lot of fun.
Count Billy Varga and Gorgeous George and Tricky Ricky Starr was my favorite.
Tricky Ricky Starr?
Yes.
Tricky Ricky Starr? I've
never... he wore tights.
Yeah.
And a tutu sometimes. And he would prance across the...
Prance?
The ring. And jump into the arms of his opponent.
Oh yeah, so he was kind of dandyish. I'm seeing him in a pose like
this. He was as cute as he could be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's like a ballet dancer gimmick.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
And you got somebody big and burly,
right?
And you know,
a lot of the wrestlers have done that. You can kind of play with that. Greg is
there
miserable
you go.
Right
I
now.
I watched roller derby too.
I never understood roller derby.
Always.
All it was an excuse for women to beat each other.
And his finishing move was a standing moonsault. That's tough to pull off.
Standing what?
Moonsault. So like you're say a guy's laying on the ground.
Yeah.
You're standing where he's like right behind you. You're back to him.
Yeah.
And you jump and flip and land on top of him.
Couldn't you kill somebody doing that?
If you did it wrong, yeah.
Yeah. But you might kill yourself, too.
They catch themselves with their forearms and their feet before hitting the guy.
Yeah, okay.
It's very tough to do.
They're very acrobatic.
That I know. I mean, you've heard me tell the whole lame-ass story about being Hulk Hogan's corner man and all that.
Yes.
And there is a lot of ballet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Big, beefy, steroid-infested ballet going on with those things. So it does require coordination.
It's fake, but gravity's not fake.
What was that?
Gene wants to hear Dr. Sigmund Azebo. But, like, seriously, people have tried frog splashes off the top rope, where you jump off the top rope and land on somebody. And the first time one guy I know, Chris Jericho, tried it in practice, he broke his arm. So it's not, that's what DDP, the guy's doing the yoga for me, says. It's like, yes, it's scripted, and we call spots and all this stuff, but you can't fake gravity. When a guy's dropping you from 10 feet,
yeah.
Even if it's a mat that gives, it still hurts.
Yes. Like,
so it's fun. Fun to watch.
He's got to answer the phone. I was going to ask him to tell me what's on the Smithsonian Channel tonight. Before we go to Fox Business, let me remind you about two women who specialize in representing men in one of life's toughest times, and that's divorce. Whether it's amicable, however you define that, or hostile, your best bet is to find excellent representation and let them take care of that part of the business so you can focus on moving ahead with your life. Women who are specialists in fighting the prejudices that exist in the court system against men, especially when it comes to matters of custody. You need a good advocate. And the worst mistake you can make is try to manage the situation yourself. So my recommendation, or maybe you know somebody who has suddenly found themselves looking for representation, facing a divorce, or sometimes you know that train is coming down the tracks, get ahead of the curve, call Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson and arrange a consultation. If you're a News Talk listener and you mention that, you get a generous discount on that initial consultation, and then let them direct you through the process so that you can, no matter how it works out, you're going to be going through some significant changes in your life, in your routine, and everything. So you need to put your energy into coming out on the other side of a divorce in the best possible condition to move forward. Let them take care of the rest and negotiate an agreement that is fair and one that you can live with. And trust them to do that. Read the testimonials that men have written about Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson representing them in divorce. You can do that by visiting their website, which is divorceformenalabama.com, divorceformenalabama.com, or call them directly at 819-4800, 819-4800. For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We also have to play that whenever we talk to, but...
Oh, I now have the Smithsonian Channel TV schedule as a bookmark, by the way.
Oh, you do?
So I do care about you.
Good for you.
Even though I don't approve.
What's on tonight?
Would you like 6 o'clock? Well, you'll be late for that.
Yeah.
Let's do 7 o'clock. Air disasters...
Oh.
Hmm? Air disasters, accident, or assassination. Mexico's war with drug cartels appears to reach a terrifying new level when a special government charter carrying the president's right-hand man plummets to Earth. There's a speculation that this plane crash was no accident, but an assassination. The investigation takes a startling new turn after the cockpit voice recorder is recovered. Revisit the night when Mexico City's financial district became an inferno, and follow examiners from the crash's scene investigation to the shocking conclusion that changed everything.
Yeah, you know, the Clintons bumped off a few people that way, too. All right, so what follows air disasters?
Aerial America, California.
I'm not watching that because...
And then at 9 o'clock, Aerial America, Colorado.
Colorado, a state that Californians are now infesting with their liberal...
propaganda.
Yeah, thanks. Chad, Legal Eagle Chad.
Yes!
Heartthrob Chad.
Isn't it supposed to be out again? The second week in a row didn't drop, did it?
What's that?
The Mueller report.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with that?
Well, they keep talking. You know, I think what's going on is nobody knows squat.
Right.
You know? And CNN and MSNBC has spent more time the last 2 weeks saying, it's coming. It's like, you know, well, that was the last plea deal, so it's coming. You know, here we are. Friday afternoon in D.C. at 6 o'clock. It ain't coming, boys and girls. You know, I just think it'll come when it comes. You know, Greg, did you ever watch any of the series on the Korean airline that went down that had...
I have that on DVR.
Larry McDonald.
Yeah, 007, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he was a really good congressman from Atlanta. And very conservative, and there was always the conspiracy theory that they got rid of him. You know,
I was, it's weird because I was in a friend of mine, a doctor friend of mine, had a nice vacation house in Key Largo, and I was married to my crazy second wife. That was in 1983, I think that happened, and we were down there, and of course, the Russians. At that particular time, we were still in the Cold War, and the fact that they shot an airliner, a passenger jet, out of the sky,
right,
and killed all those people, I was worried that whole weekend that something might escalate from that.
Well, of course, we shot an Iranian one out of the sky.
That was an accident, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an accident. And weren't the Russians saying theirs was an accident too? That it misread the transponder or something. I can't remember what it was, but needless to say, the Russians shot Larry McDonald out of the sky. And speaking of McDonald,
yes.
How about some Germany?
Germany. Yeah, we could do that for you. We'll do some Germany. Absolutely. Right. Right after 5 o'clock, okay?
All right, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
You
right
too.
After Fox News, the top of the hour. Which they're going to come out with one of their big crashing, frightening, and this for Fox News. One of those.
The news alert.
Yeah, one of those kind of deals. Very proud to have Gulf States Mobility as a sponsor of our show. Gulf States Mobility for years working with folks who have caught the break. We didn't even like to think that it could happen to us or someone we love, where there's a wreck and you're just driving along, minding your own business, and somebody blows a stoplight. Perhaps it's a drunk driver. They just were on the cell phone. And then you pay the price. You're in the hospital in traction, and the doctor is explaining that you've got a long, long recovery ahead before you can resume what might be considered a normal life. These are the situations that Gulf States Mobility has stepped into for many, many years. And job one is to restore choices. When the patient is ready to return home, and that includes our wounded warriors coming home, sustaining an injury suffered in battle. First thing is to make the house safely accessible. If there is a second story, they shouldn't have to sell the house they love. They just put a chairlift in so that they can get up the stairs until they're ready to do that on their own, if in fact that's a possibility at some point. There's a lot of therapy involved, and some recoveries take months and months. But until then, they have that option. Gulf States Mobility has taken people who were told by a doctor they would never be able to drive again because of the injury sustained in an accident, and re-empowered them to drive thanks to modern technologies like voice command, which now gives people who thought they were going to have to live a life of total dependency the chance to take back part of that life and lead it on their own, set their own schedule, go where they want to go, when they want to go. Things we really do take for granted. They do great work. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. I always urge you, in appreciation of your own mobility, to go where you want to go, when you want to go, to look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. 457.
As we close in on the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we still see that hang up on I-65 North right at the interchange. As you make the interchange from 65 North to 85 North, you're going to run up on an accident, so be careful. The rest of I-65 is rolling along just fine, no problems headed towards Prattville. If you're on I-85, we don't see any problems there either. It's about to start jamming up going southbound on I-85 right there at the interchange as well. That's just due to a lot of traffic. We don't see an accident right now. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. Prime Limited Leasing space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center on Cobbs Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Probate Judge Stephen Reed. I wanted to let you know I've decided to run for mayor of Montgomery. Why? One word, opportunity. My vision is for a city that is not just surviving, but thriving. This has to be a city where all of us have an opportunity to live, to learn, and to earn. I'm Stephen Reed, and if you elect me mayor, that's the Montgomery we'll build together. We'll have a kickoff event soon, so stay tuned. Paid for by Stephen for Montgomery, P.O. Box 6444, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact,